Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Van Halen bringing us back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some couple of things I want to talk about. The first thing I want to do is report on the survey, on the online poll that we take. As you know, we do this every week. There's a new poll up right now. You can go to smallbusinessadvocate.com and take the new poll. Brand spanking new one up just this weekend. But the one I want to talk about today, this segment, is the one we took last week. We would have put it up a little over a week ago, a week and a half ago, and you were given the week to comment on it, to register your opinion, your vote, so to speak, for one of... Typically, there's anywhere from 3 to 5 options that we give you to a question, and so I want to report on the findings of that online survey, that online poll, and the question was, we're on the threshold of the second half of the year. How's your business looking this quarter? So this was taken just at the beginning, pretty much kind of the early part of the first half of July. And so we were asking you, what is the third quarter looking like for you? And here's what you said. 14% said we're going to have a great third quarter. 43% said this quarter looks good, but the jury is still out. Apparently we have contracts out. We have proposals out, I should say. People are positive, but they haven't signed up yet. 32% said our third quarter is looking flat. And 13% said the third quarter is not looking good for us. It's been so interesting to see this poll that we've been taking every week has pretty much been since the Great Recession. I think we started this like in 2009, probably we started taking this poll, and I've been asking every quarter, probably at least five times a year, I ask about the general question about the economy. One of the questions, in out of 52 polls a year, probably 4, maybe 5 of them are about the economy. And usually with 4 options, anywhere from rocking and rolling to we're in a recession. And it's been interesting to see how the top number and the bottom number, the rocking and rolling folks and the we're still having trouble folks, how those numbers have been kind of the same. And they go up and they go down. And right now, the people who are doing great, that number's down. It's down significantly from when we ask about the second quarter. Only 14% of our folks said they're going to have a great third quarter. And of course, if you add up the people who say it looks good, that's about 57%. So that's good. That's over half. But still, it's only half. And only 14% have it in the bag, who have already got a good third quarter going on. And so, in my opinion... Main Street still seems to be struggling. Because if you look at that another way, 43%, almost half, are either flat or not good. So, I mean, that's not... When you can barely get 50% happy, 50% unhappy, when you're running 50-50 like that, folks, that's not the sign of an expanding economy. And you don't have to take my word for it. In our monthly interview with Bill Duckenberg, Dr. Bill Duckenberg, chief economist for the NFIB, his NFIB index of small business optimism is a 42-year gold standard. And he was just on the show just the other day giving us the June report. And it showed that the numbers went down. His overall numbers went down 4 points. And of the 10 indicators, the 10 elements of his survey, it's a real survey. Mine is a unscientific online poll, but his is a real serious scientific poll. He's a world-class researcher. His report is the gold standard for small business sentiment. Absolute gold standard. Of the 10 elements of his index, 9 were negative. 1 was unchanged. Now, this is the second month this year where we had that kind of a reading. This is, and I can't remember in the 15, 16 years I've been reporting on his on the index with him. This year, two indicators where the earlier one was all 10 were negative. This one, 9 of 10 were negative and 1 was unchanged. Those two indicators, those two month reports, I don't remember since we've been doing this with him. I don't remember a 6 month period of time where two of his scientific numbers were that negative. Now, what would cause it to be like this? Well, I really do believe that small business owners, from when I talk to them, you guys, when you respond to my surveys, when you respond to other surveys, I believe that Main Street is sick of what's coming out of Washington and frightened of it. I know big companies are. Why do you think big companies aren't investing more than they are? Big companies are hoarding their money and not putting it into the marketplace to invest and grow their businesses, which would help us, which would give us contracts, small business owners contracts that would help our businesses, right? It's all about people being afraid to invest. And the reason they're afraid to invest is because we have a lot of anti-business rhetoric and policies coming out of Washington, D.C., like raising minimum wage, like attacking businesses and acting like making a profit is something, there's something wrong with that. Or some of the environmental regulations, like declaring carbon dioxide a dangerous gas. Those kinds of nonsense things that are anti-business. So folks, you know, the recession has been over for 6 years officially now. What are we going to do about this? We got to reclaim our country. Main Street has got to do more. I think in the coming election, we have to do more to reclaim America. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.